Now, if you were listening to NewsHour a couple of weeks ago, you may have heard a pretty lively discussion between one of the UK's most eminent opinion pollsters, Sir Robert Worcester, and a professor from Nottingham Trent University, who was arguing that if you want to predict the outcome of an election, the best place to look is the betting markets. Now, early in the campaign, Professor Vaughan Williams said that those markets predicted a Labour majority of 60, although he later raised that to 70, I mean, the markets raised it to 72 or less. And Sir Robert was saying he was prepared to take a bet that the majority would be 75 or upwards. And we've heard that the result sounds like it's around. There are a few seats still to declare, but it looks at the moment like it's 66. So, Professor Vaughan Williams, I have to say, you weren't far off.
Yes, I'm very happy. In fact, next time the BBC want to find out what's going to happen, I suggest they approach the betting research unit at Nottingham Trent University. It's cheaper, it's better, and it gives you the result a few weeks in advance of the poll.
Right. Sir Robert, I better ask you for your view on how the polls did. I mean, you thought 75 upwards.
Yes, because at that time, if the election had been held, it would have been 75 upwards. But I would like Professor Vaughan Williams, who seems to be such a savant, to explain how the betting went up to 98 as recently as day before yesterday. And then when the exit poll, my exit poll, was published last night, it fell down to around 60.
That's interesting. What, did the betting market have a spike up to 98, Professor?
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Beg your pardon. It did. If you look on betting.com, you will find it's there.
Well, I'm an expert on this. I don't think you are, Sir Robert. I'll tell you what the eve of poll predictions were by the betting markets. They were predicting Labour 360, they got 356, Conservatives 190, they got 198, Liberal Democrats 64, 65, they got 62. Unlike the Maori NLP poll, the exit poll, after everyone had voted, which got predicted Lib Dem 53 instead of 62, predicted 209 for Conservatives instead of 198. So even the exit poll got it all wrong.
Well, hold on. That's not quite right, is it? Because, I mean, there are two elements. Sir Robert, tell me if I'm wrong, but there are two elements to an exit poll. One is the share of the vote, and then the second is how it works out in seats.
Correct.
Now, the share of the vote, I had a look at this, the exit poll, I mean, it was very close to the result, wasn't it, in terms of the share of the vote?
Virtually perfect.
Yeah, but then there was a problem working out how many seats that would result in.
Well, it wasn't that much of a problem. Anybody who thinks that you can get it better than 97% correct is a fool.
Except the betting markets did get it better than that.
They did at a point in time. You picked your point in time very carefully, sir.
Well, I predicted the outcome of the election in The Economist on the 11th of April. It is quoted in GMTV. You yourself quoted me, and you said it's all nonsense. You know, you've got it all wrong. You actually said in the last debate that he was going to be likely to be over 100. I looked at it.
Let me put that to you, Sir Robert. You did mention that possibility, and certainly you thought over 75.
I did indeed, and at one point I thought it might be going down as low as 55, because people do change their minds. And anybody, like Professor Vaughan Williams, who thinks that they can read the public minds months in advance, must be a charlatan or a fool.
Well, actually, the evidence is in the eating, isn't it? And every time I predict the outcome, I get it right. I said 60, but that was 3 or 4 weeks ago. I was right. I predicted the outcome of other polls. The betting research unit was quoted at GMTV as saying, ignore the polls, listening to us. About 60, and that was 3 weeks ago. It was stable all the way along.
Professor, can I just ask you about one betting market which I became aware of, because I went down to Hove, which is down on the south coast, to see the constituency there, and the bookies there were, I mean, it was very narrow, but they were giving, you know, the odds were that there would be a Conservative win, just, and there wasn't. So, I mean, the betting market was wrong there.
Okay. In individual circumstances where you've got a very illiquid market, as they say, where there's not much money trading...
Yeah, that's true, there wasn't much money, yeah.
Then you won't get an accurate prediction. The accuracy of the prediction is linked to the liquidity of the market. In an overall market, it's right. And we just got to say who was right, who was wrong.
Sir
Robert, who said a likely majority of over 100, me who said 60. Who was right? There's the evidence.
The evidence would have been if you'd put your money where your mouth was.
Well, otherwise you'd be a very poor man, Sir Robert.
I would also quote you as saying, oh, what I said was approximately.
You said...
You are asking me to accept precise figures today. But when I asked you to accept precise figures several weeks ago, you said, oh, no, I said approximately.
I didn't say that. I've got the tape. I said the likely outcome. I can predict the likely outcome because things rarely change in a British general election. That's the exact quote from The Economist, which you quoted to me.
Okay.
I said about 60. You said, and I quote you, it is very likely to be a majority of over 100. That is Maurice Polin for you.
Okay, Professor, just one last thought. Is there a market yet on the next election?
Yes, the markets are already up, and but it's not enough money being traded for me to have any confidence in predicting it at this stage.
Right, and Sir Robert, you'll have to wait 4 or 5 years before we get opinion polls.
Indeed.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you both very much, Sir Robert Worcester there, and Professor Vaughan Williams on that continuing row about the relative merits of opinion polls and betting markets. Now, the Iraq issue did play a role in...